Welcome back to the podcast. This is my podcast, but we're not where we usually are. We're using Joe's studio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joined here, Joe Santagato.
Ooh, you said that really fucking like Santagato.
That's like the Canadian
I always
version, probably.
Because a lot of people are just like, yeah, it's Santiago. They see S-A-N-T. They see S-A-N-T and then their G and they're like, all right, that's Santiago. And I was like, all right.
What is it?
It's Santagato.
I mean, Santagato.
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 Yeah, it's fucking.
Are you Italian?
It's probably yeah. It's so probably like pronounced like better.
Santagato.
Probably, but yeah. I don't. You know, I'm not Italian at all.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I'm just. You know,
you're just a dude. I am that. New York.
When people ask, I'm like, yeah, but I don't like. I don't eat fish on Christmas and shit. Like I just.
Is that an Italian thing?
I think so.
Really?
I might just be
fish on Christmas.
It. Yeah, I don't. I don't even like seafood. It makes me sick.
Really?
Yeah, like I'll eat calamari because it's like whatever. I'll drown this in marinara sauce, whatever that is. But yeah. I can't fuck with fish. It just makes me like queasy.
Really?
Which is fucked up because fish is what you're supposed to eat when you're trying to be healthy. It's yeah. like one of the, you know what I mean. I just can't eat it.
So what do you? You tell you? You're just telling me you're doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
So then what do you eat?
So I eat. I've been eating a lot of oatmeal. And I'll eat grilled chicken and like brown rice and like broccoli and like that.
So just like the most boring foods of all time.
Yeah, it's so bad, dude. It's so bad. And you know, I actually tried, you know what the military diet is?
No.
So the military diet is out of control. It's so stupid. Like, I don't recommend anybody do this. But it's basically you eat nothing all day. Like, your breakfast is, you know, maybe a cup of coffee and a piece of toast and one egg. And then your lunch is like a cup of broccoli and, you know, a half a cup of yogurt or something. Like, if there's no you'd like to, maybe like 900 calories a day. And you're like, the fuck?
That's what people in the military eat? 900 calories a day?
Well, I don't know why it's called a military diet. I think it's like, you know, whatever. People use it. They said they dropped like 12 pounds in 2 weeks or something. And I was like, okay,
that's just like not sustainable though. Like,
it's
right?
also, it that's... doesn't sound healthy at all, but I was just like, yeah, I'm about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was so bad to the point where
you're like emaciating yourself. Your body's like literally starving. That's... like, this is dope. I look fucking great.
It's like, yeah.
Your body's like, please.
It's like, I can barely stand up. I'm really dizzy, but I look good, I think.
Dude, that's what I get. When I did intermittent fasting, that's how I knew. Like, I would kind of like, I almost learned to enjoy the dizziness. Of like, not, how fucked up is that? Like, come 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, before I'd like stand up and I'd get super lightheaded. And I'd be like, oh yeah, this is it. And I'm like, wait, this is
like, this
how
is working.
People, yeah. It's like, I don't even have to like drink. Dude, I can just feel this feeling.
It same was shit. So bad to the point where I'm like the last day, because I did it for like, I think it was maybe a week or 2 weeks or something like that. But the last, it was definitely not 2 weeks. I'm bugging. But it was a week. And the last day, you get to eat half like a hot dog.
Okay.
Dude, this hot dog tasted like the best thing in the fucking world.
I can't even imagine. Wait, so this is the military diet?
Yeah, it was awful. I don't like, no one should do it. I think it's really bad
for
you.
So this part of the diet is that every 2 weeks you get to have a hot dog?
Exactly. I'm looking at this
in the instructions.
Yeah. It's like, but yeah. Everything else
day.
Was healthy.
Cheat day. Hot dog, but you can't have anything else.
Yeah, dude. That hot dog tasted so good.
I can't even imagine.
I don't even like, you know, I'm not crazy about hot dogs because it's like a ground up fucking, I don't even know what hot dogs are made out of at this point. Like, they tell you it's made out of like something, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's like a cigarette, basically. Fucked up. There's like a bunch of shit in there that you don't know what it is. Like, you remember growing up and people was like,
I think you meant it's like ground up cigarettes. I think it's
maybe
just made out of cigarettes.
No, like, because you know when you're growing up and people were telling you like what's inside cigarettes, it's like, yeah, there's tar, there's like whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah. There's like literally cancer in there. Like, this,
who the fuck
somehow
made this?
There's cancer inside the thing.
She's like, these will kill you. There's pieces of
the cigarette
tire.
Has cancer as yeah. well. Somehow. There's cancer growing inside the cigarette. That's funny. So why are you intermittent fasting? Just to get in bit, lose fat, build muscle? Would it?
Yeah, I mean, I was working out a lot this past year and I put on like good weight. And then the problem with putting on like good weight is that when you stop working out, you just become,
just
melt.
Oh yeah.
So,
and it fades so fucking quickly.
I know. And I tell people that all the time. I'm like, you have to work out consistently for like 6 months in order to see like definitive
yeah.
you know, change. And then if you stop working out for like
for a week and a half,
it's like, well, there goes that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You just have to be consistent.
6 months of work down the drain.
And I hate dieting. Like, I never really do it. That's why intermittent fasting, I'm kind of like, not that you can eat anything you want, but, you know, I eat, try to eat relatively healthy anyway. But I'm just trying to, like, lose, like, 7 shitty pounds, which isn't, like, a lot. But it's, like...
That's enough.
Yeah, like, that 7 shitty ones.
Like, effort.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, especially when you're just... drinking beers and shit.
Yeah. The problem is, like, with the fucking dieting and everything, it's like, I'm always like, yeah, that one's great. I lost a lot of weight on that one. But it's like, I was never able to, like, continue. Like, I think the best diet ever would be, like, a something you're able to actually, like, continue forever. Like, isn't that the point?
Yeah,
like,
none
I go through just, like, shit where it's like, oh, lose a bunch of weight, gain a bunch of weight, lose a bunch of weight, gain a bunch of weight.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I feel like I've said that before, but it's kind of like you diet until you look good. And then you eat until you look shitty again. And then it's that's the whole thing.
That's life.
Because, like, when you get into good shape, you're like, well, now I can just... now I can have a hot dog or five. It's 4th of July. Like, whatever. And things just pile up. Especially during, like, November and December. You're like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. What, am I not going to drink and watch football and eat everything?
I know. This is always an excuse.
It's like, well, Christmas is coming up.
Fucking...
so might as well start the new year now.
Yeah. It's Monday. It's the hardest day of the week. I have to have a beer.
Do you know how many times I've done that? Not the beer thing, but it's like... it's like Thursday, and I haven't gone to the gym in 2 days, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to start now.
Yeah.
I'll just start on Monday.
I know.
And it just makes no sense, but I do it anyway. I don't know.
It's so fucking true. Yesterday on the plane, it was like 10 a.m., and the dude comes around, and he's like, hey, do you guys want a drink? And I was like, I mean, yeah, I'm flying. I'm on vacation pretty much. I'll get a Bloody Mary. And he's like, all right, single or a double? And I was like, don't ask me that question in front of everyone, because I'm going to say double. Yeah.
It's like, why would I get a single?
Exactly. I was like, well, I didn't even know it was an option to get a double. But now that I know that, I'm for sure going to go with that. So it's like, I drink, the lady beside me gets like a coffee or some shit. And I drink this. She watched me drink both of these mini bottles of Tito's. And then I immediately pass out because I didn't have any food in my stomach. So I passed out. I was like drunk. Passed out. Woke up like 20 minutes later because I really had to pee.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, can I get by you? And she was like, oh, yeah, sure. And she like takes all her stuff and like steps up and steps into the aisle. And I leaned on her armrest and slipped off and I fell into the aisle.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, this lady must just think I'm blacked out right now. Like,
and
I'm
just the biggest bitch. So he's got one Bloody Mary in him. He's fucking tripping over himself.
What a loser.
Oh, man. I told this story once, I think maybe in a video or something, but I was on a plane and I watched Gone Girl right next to like a 5-year-old.
Oh, God.
And I didn't know it. I had no idea what the movie's about. I didn't know Ben Affleck was in it. Like, I knew nothing. I just knew that people were like, oh, Gone Girl was really good. So I was like, oh, I saw it. I was like, oh, fuck it. Ben Affleck? This guy's fucking hot as shit. I'm gonna watch this. I'm watching it.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah. Then it's like dicks out and like... you know,
he's naked, like, right?
Neil Patrick Harris gets his neck cut open. There's blood and tits. And, like, this kid sitting next to me. I'm like, God, Jesus.
You're, like, trying to shield I'm like, his eyes.
He was locked into the TV, too. And I didn't, like, you know, fast forward it or anything because it was a good movie. I needed to watch it. I was like, I'm not going to miss this. I'm already, like, too deep in at this point. This kid saw a tit earlier, so.
Airplane movies are, like, I was watching it. It's funny how some airlines... censor the movies and others don't, like Virgin and shit. They just like play the movie like in its unedited.
That's the plane
form.
I was on too. I was on a Virgin. Yeah. They were just
yesterday
like-
on JetBlue. I was like watching this movie and it's like you're watching a TV movie where they dub it over with like it's like what the fart.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you're like, what? Don't ruin it. It's don't
just
take
say
out the
fuck,
F-words.
Man.
Yeah,
we all know what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I forgot what movie it was, but instead of saying motherfucker, he said mother grabber. I was like.
Mother grabber?
Yeah, it's a little weirder, too.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's, like, even creepier.
Your mother grabber? Like, what?
Don't grab
the
my
fuck
mom.
Did you just say? I wouldn't even know how to respond to that. I'd be like, no. One time some kid said that to me once.
That's
a
weird
thing
to
say. I was so heated, and in the moment, and some kid was like, yo, fuck you. I was like, no. That's all I did. I was like, fuck, he won that one. But all I said was no.
So you're a YouTuber? Comedian, podcaster. Yeah. What's your main thing right now? What are you up to?
I mean,
I watch all your shit, but if you're not familiar with Joe, go check out his stuff. I'm so bad at like
thank you so
including
much.
Including context. And these people are like, who the fuck is this guy?
Why I don't even know who he is.
Why have you said anything yet? What kind of an intro is this? You just talk about dieting right off the bat. It's like, I know what his diet is. I don't know his name.
Is this guy like a dietitian? Is this a nutrition coach? What's going on?
Joe Santagato.
Santagato. The nutritionist. Yes. And dietitian. Mm-hmm.
That'd and be nice. I'm in New York right now. I'm in his place. This is his studio, which he uses for his podcast, and he was nice enough to let me use it for mine.
Just the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, truly. So, I mean, basically. Look at this. This is the highest production value episode that I've ever had. This is amazing.
Oh, man. Good times. Just good times.
So what's your main thing right now? What are you up to?
I mean, for the longest time, I've been doing podcasting and like YouTube videos and stuff.
When did you start podcasting?
Maybe 3 years ago. But I started doing a podcast with this woman, Kate Wolf. She was a comedian, and we used to do a podcast at a comedy club in Manhattan. And then we kind of just separated, like we were going different ways with everything. And that's when I started my own podcast, and I do the sports podcast with my buddies as well.
Okay. And you have another one too, right? The Craigslist one?
Oh, yeah. It's called Other People's Lives. Me and my buddy Greg, we're in between seasons right now, so that one kind of released in seasons, mm-hmm. and it's like 12 episodes a season or something like that, but... That's like, I love that show, and mm-hmm. and it does really well. And I really don't promote it and like push it to all my channels and stuff because I kind of wanted it to grow organically, which it did. Like people are really interested in it. But basically, we just find these people, or they find us at this point, where they kind of send an email. It's like, oh, I have this thing that's going on, and they have like a weird something. At first, we started with like, are we gonna look for people on Craigslist who have like a weird fetish or something unique and kind of. Call them and interview them.
It's a great idea.
And it just kind of worked out. And now it like snowballed into this fucking, like we talked to people who think the earth is flat and like people went ape shit about that.
Really?
Like, yeah. Dude, the comments on that fucking podcast are insane.
Like what?
These just fucking idiots. It's like, oh my God, relax. Because even on that one too, like some of the questions I had, like they were just... There was one guy, there was a woman and a guy we were interviewing, and the guy refused to acknowledge that I was there. The kid that I do it with, his name is Greg. And anytime I would ask a question, he would go, well, Greg. What? And he just wouldn't say that I was there. It was so weird. I was like, why? Because I think early on in the podcast, I kind of made it known that I was kind of like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I was like, then where is the end? And they say like Antarctica. And I was like, so why don't you just go there and like prove everyone wrong?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's too cold. We can't. It's like, we can like see like fucking thousands of miles into the ocean where if someone stepped out, they would crush. I'm like, we can't go to Antarctica. It's too cold. Put a fucking jacket on and hike over there, bud. Like, are you kidding me? That was his answer.
It's impossible. It's too cold.
They said, I'm not kidding. They said that, you know, at Antarctica or whatever, you know, this end of the earth. Could be like a portal or like a door.
And you don't think we would have found that already?
Don't people live there? Am I insane? I don't know. But like they think that there's kind of like a, you know, is Nirvana the right word? I mean, it was just like this bright open like paradise. Like, and all the rich people can only go. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
They actually believe that.
Yeah, he was dead serious.
Where is this guy from?
Not Antarctica. I have no fucking idea where he's from.
Jesus.
But I was like, why don't you just get in a plane, fly over, send a drone. Like we have so many things.
Too cold. Yeah, too cold.
It's way too cold. Yep. We'd never survive. Sorry. Like, dude.
It's like, dude, we go to space.
Yeah.
You know how fucking cold it is in space?
It's fucking freak. People die out there. It's ridiculous. We can take pictures of fucking the galaxy, but we can't go to Antarctica. It's too cold.
What's the most absurd? Is that the most absurd interview you had on that podcast?
No, we've talked to a lot of people. Like we've talked to people who, this one dude got really upset with me because he was a platonic spanker.
Okay.
Which he had straight guys come over and just slap his ass, like spank him, and like that was it. Like there was no sex, there was nothing. There was just
he wouldn't
just
like jerk spank off me. While that was happening.
No, he would just get spanked, and I
for why.
For, yeah, that's the, you know, the whole, I don't know. Like, you know, we asked and we, you know, by the way, I pronounced that word completely wrong. Yeah, people always get at me for that. They're like, yo, you can't say that word. I'm like, yeah, I just,
That's funny that you have like that podcaster's mind. Where like as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, we're gonna get some comments about that for sure. And then it's like as soon as I thought that, you were like, by the way, we're gonna get some comments.
Not gonna say that correctly either. And
so you axed him, and
yeah, I axed him. And
we're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
Yeah, but I was like, hey, you know, is it possible that maybe these straight guys that are coming over to spank you could be, you know, maybe they could be gay? And he flipped on me. He's like, you seem really caught up on labels, Joe. I'm like, no, you know, I'm just kind of asking the questions that people want to hear. And he just like went off on this whole rant about, you know, labels and shit. And I was just kind of like, dude, I just kind of feel like if you're going over to someone's house to smack their ass, there has to be some sort of attraction there at least, you know?
Or just maybe it's just not, like a transaction.
Or like a, yeah.
Like they get paid to do this, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or is it like a mutually, like, so you find a spanker and a spanky.
Right, spanky. And yeah. A spanky. Yeah, and there was another guy who was platonically cuddling naked with straight dudes.
You can't platonically cuddle naked, I don't think.
Yeah, right? He felt like you could.
Wow.
That was our first episode that we put out.
Wow. Too. That's hard. That's hardcore.
Yeah. We did a lot of episodes. We stocked a lot of them. And that was one of the last ones we did. And then afterwards, we like stopped the recording. We're like, that's the first episode. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, it's been a lot of fun, though. You just meet a lot of, you know, random people. And some people have just wild stories. Like,
yeah.
It's the whole concept of it is really cool. And, like, I'm, like, a fan of the show, and I fucking do it. Because you don't know what the hell they're going to say.
Yeah.
It's like, I have no idea. There's been times where we thought an episode was going to be good, and we talked to someone, and it was so sad. And, like, fucked up.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, like it was like too much. Like, we usually record the interview and then afterwards we kind of give our final thoughts and things.
Okay.
And after the interview, I just stopped it and I was like, we're not posting this. I was like, this is fucking crazy. Like, you know, people who go through a lot of shit, like sometimes they'll call, like, we just had a girl in season two where her father murdered some guy who like made advances on her when she was like 9 or something. So her dad went over and just like shot this dude. Like, he's fucking crazy. Like, there's like that aspect of it too. It's not all just like fetishes. It's like just wild things that, you know, whatever.
Real
it's just, like
shit
you pass people happens. On the street every day, but you have no idea like what their story is or what they're kind of like, what unique thing is going on.
It's like crazy how much like crazy shit there actually is that happens.
Dude, it's wild. And when you give people the opportunity to talk about it and be anonymous and like not have to worry about it, they're just like, they go all out. They don't give a shit. They'll just say everything, which is awesome. You know what I mean? Because you can tell when someone's like lying or like trying to blah, blah, blah. But with this, they're all just like...
You ever look into like the legality of like talking to people anonymously?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, for someone's dad to have killed someone.
No, he's in jail.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's locked up.
It's like not like an ongoing case and you're just like talking to the, to the suspect.
No, no,
like,
no. The guy's in jail.
Your dad's like a wanted fugitive. Yeah, yeah. He lives on like this blog.
Yeah, just post this whenever you want. I don't give a fuck. It's whatever.
It's called The Other People's Lives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're on season what?
We're going to be on season 3.
Cool.
Which that'll probably come out like March or something like that. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And then you're still posting once a week on YouTube.
Yeah, I try to. I mean, I like suck right now, honestly. Like, dude, it's crazy. I've been doing YouTube since like 2013 or 2012 or something like that.
That's
and
nuts.
I've posted, I would say, 88% of the time, like every single week since then. So it's like a lot of videos, and it's just like, you know,
just constantly
run out of fucking ideas.
I know,
you're just
kind
of like, what do I do now? Like, after a while, you have nothing to talk about. And it's like, fuck, where do I go now? But I don't know what it was, but this past, like, few months, I did a whole podcast on it where I was kind of, like, November, December, I just kind of, like, fell off completely. like just fell off the wagon. Like I was posting like every other week. Like even 2 weeks ago, I didn't post. Like I just like I don't know why. Like I just like I try and I wrote a video and I shot it and I was editing it and I was like, this fucking sucks. And
I hate
like,
that feeling so much.
I'm not posting this at all. So just I don't know. But like I'm back into it and stuff. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of it had to do with like the whole diet and like exercise thing. Cause it's like, I feel like if I don't fucking exercise in the morning, I can't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, I need to like,
it matters. Move. It definitely matters.
Especially cause I work from home too. Like there's not really any reason for me to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I can't, you know, obviously I do, but it's like, you know, if you don't have to and you're like just in a lazy rut, you're just kind of like sitting in your fucking house all day, like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just, you know, your brain doesn't work as well and you're not creative and it just sucks.
Yeah.
So that's why that's been going on. But yeah, I've been trying to post every week, but I've been doing it for so long. How long have you been posting YouTube videos? Because I know you were doing Vine.
Yeah. I started YouTube like probably like a, well, I started seriously doing it like probably a year and a half ago, I think is when I started. And I was like, you know, at the very, very beginning of the channel, it was like really these like sit down videos that I'd write out and basically like a, just a comedic bit that I would like perform for the camera. And I was like, ah, maybe this is my, you know, I just went through all the shit that everyone else went through 6 years ago where I'm like finding my style and shit like that and learning how to edit and doing, I had to learn all that shit. And then, you know, started vlogging instead. And then finally was like, ah, maybe commentary is my thing.
Right.
Cause I used to make fun of people on Vine. That's why people liked me.
Right.
But I was like, ah, maybe I should just do that same shit. Started doing that and that ended up like working. So now that's sort of like the style of, and I'm still, you know, it's still changing and shit, but it's,
yeah, I mean, it's fun like figuring it out. When you do it for a year, it's kind of like the world is at your disposal. Like there's so many things you could do, so many directions. And like the commentary thing is kind of like what I've been doing recently also. And
I like the story, the Goldilocks shit.
It's a
great idea. How'd you think of that?
I did it on my vlog channel once because I filmed a video. Like, it was so fucking stupid. Like, I filmed a video about Hansel and Gretel. Same setup, everything, right? And I shot it, edited it, and I was going to put it out, but I was like, I don't think this is good enough for, like, the main channel that I have. I was like, let me just throw this in a vlog, like, as a segment. And people fucking loved it.
Really?
And I uploaded it to my Facebook page, and people fucking loved it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do the fucking, now I'll just do Goldilocks. Like, you know what I mean? Like a while later, I was like, all right, I'll just do this again. And like my dad calls me all the time when he talked about the Hansel and Gretel thing. He's like, oh, that was hilarious, blah, blah, blah. Then when I did this video, he called me 400 fucking times. And he's like, that video was fucking good. Not this other bullshit. And I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks.
My parents do the exact same shit. I think they're my biggest fans.
My dad is like, so, because my dad's like, you know, obviously is so out of touch with like technology, has no idea how things work.
Yeah.
But he'll say like, he has all this fucking advice. I'm like, dad, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, I know. He's like, this is good. This is what people are gonna like. This though, they're not gonna like that. I'm like, dad, you have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
My parents, yeah, my dad. I think my parents do kind of the same thing. My dad does that sometimes. He'll like give me ideas, and like on the surface, I'm always like, well, yeah. But then I like sometimes I'll do them and it's like it works and it's like yeah, I mean I
my it's family
good to get some other perspective and other.
It's funny because in the beginning when I was doing it and like gaining some traction or whatever, anytime I said anything funny and someone laughed, they'd be like, you should put that in the. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I hate that.
I'm like, please stop. Like my
sister. That'd be a video, huh? That'd be a good video.
Oh, dude, no, you should do that.
No, it wouldn't.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'll just talk about this fucking candle.
Yeah.
My sister literally said to me one time, she goes, you know what you should do? You should do places you can't fart. I was like, Shen, that is the worst fucking idea I've ever heard in my entire life. But she's like, yeah, you should do a video about where you can't fart. I'm like,
so first enough. Of all, you can fart anywhere.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, I do fart anywhere. I mean, I can't. I farted in church. I'll fucking do it in the Pope's house.
Yesterday, we're walking down the street. And I saw a girl that I knew from college, like, walking, and she didn't see me, but I had just farted, like, probably 4 seconds before. It was the perfect timing where if I were to be like, hey,
you were still dragging it?
It would have just all of a sudden just wafted up like this. You know what I mean? It's still trailing, like a tail, and it would have just all the way up right into here. Hey, good to see you. Yeah, you too.
Like, it's like, it stinks in this city, right? You smell that?
So I just fucking head down like this, and we walk past, and I talked to Kelsey. I was like, I knew that girl. She's like, why didn't you stop? And I was like, because I just farted.
Dude, I'm one of those people that just immediately blames it on just like, what are we near the bay? Like, I just like, I always have to bring it up because like, you know when it's going to suck.
Yeah.
You're like, it comes out, it's like yeah, hot.
And like, kind of burn, yeah, it burns.
You're just like, this isn't going to be good for anybody, okay? This is going to suck. And then immediately I'm just like, does anyone smell anything? I'm like, no, I don't smell anything. I was like, well, I smell something. You're like, you got to get it out before anyone else does. Because then you're like, oh, what the fuck is that?
I don't know which one of you guys farted, but it's fucked up that you did that around
she's
me.
She's like, oh my, you guys are getting ridiculous now.
Why'd you start YouTube?
I don't know. I think when I was younger.
Do you go to college?
Yeah, for like a fucking 8 minutes. And okay. Then it's just like, I just couldn't do it. I don't know why. But I was a good student too. Dude, my first semester. So I was very on the fence about going to college. I knew it wasn't going to go away because it cost so much money. And I was like, I don't know what I want to study. Like, I'm not going to just put myself in that hole. And whenever you're supposed to submit your applications, I was like super late, like so late.
Mm-hmm.
And the only college that you could really get into at that point was Queensboro Community College, which is like, we'll fucking take anyone.
Yeah.
It's like, you're in eighth grade, whatever, just come in. I don't care. It's like, they don't give a shit. So I was like, yeah, I'll go there. And I signed up super late. So I had weekend classes and shit. Like, okay. I had a math class at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, God.
And that's when you're like 18 and you're like, I'm just trying to go out. Like, yeah. My friends, like, whatever. So I had an 8 a.m. class on a fucking Saturday. And I didn't miss any of them. And I had good grades. But, you know, I honestly felt like, and now people say this all the time when they drop out of college. It's like, oh, it's just not for me. You know, there's bigger things out there or whatever. But I don't know what it was. I just physically felt like, dude, I just like, I feel like I'm wasting my time here. Cause I didn't feel like I was like learning anything either. There was a lot of class. I mean, not that you really do in your first like 2 years, you got to take all those like remedial classes or whatever. And, I was just like, I could be doing something else. And I didn't, like, I dropped out of college. I was a piece of shit for like a whole year.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't have a job. I was doing YouTube videos, but it was nothing at that point. It was just like a hobby. I was like, yeah, I just will do this. It wasn't like,
why did you start doing it though?
Because I started doing it because I always liked doing it. When I was younger, my mom got me this camera that recorded on a cassette tape, and I would make these skits with my friend Frankie. And then eventually YouTube came along, and like, I didn't really know what it was or whatever. And some kid in my high school was like, yo, you should, oh, you remember when Facebook came out with, you could put videos on people's walls?
Yeah.
So I was like obsessed with doing that. It's like, oh, like my fucking status if you want a video. You know what I mean? So I just would do that. And then someone was like, you should make a YouTube channel, whatever. And I was like, all right. So then, like, I just started doing videos of like me and my friends, kind of like vlogs before there was like that term was made up. It was just kind of like me and my friends going to my friend's Connecticut house. And we would just like drink, and then, you know, we'd be out tubing during the day, and I would try to piece it together, put like music over it and like slow-mo and shit, and iMovie was garbage. But like, and then one day I just like picked it up and was like, you know, I'm going to talk about something. Like, I've seen like Jenna Marbles like talking to the camera, and like people thought it was funny. I was like, I think I have some shit that I could make funny, blah, blah, blah. And then I just kept doing it like every week. Like, I put it on Facebook and like 30 people liked it. I was like,
oh, you put it on your personal Facebook?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason to me, like, even now, like, even though, like, I put a video out for whatever, hundreds of thousands of people, putting it on my personal Facebook would scare the shit out of me. I don't want any of my hometown friends seeing that shit. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why. It's I mean, that's the old me. Yeah. This is what I do now.
So I'm in LA now.
Those two separate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I was just kind of like, hey, you know, that makes sense too, because I mean, in the beginning, like, my friends still make jokes and shit and like say whatever, like, oh yeah, go make a video, you fucking idiot. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah. Which is fine, you know,
I'm
whatever.
Going to, so. My,
I am gonna, good guess.
I'm gonna do that.
But a lot of people, like, from my high school, like, hated me after a while, like, which was funny because, like, I wasn't doing it in high school, but when I graduated was when I just like just started doing it, and it was like it gained traction like fairly quickly, like not anything too major, but like I got to 5,000 subscribers like fairly quickly.
Okay.
And then people were just like, who the fuck is this kid? You know what I mean? Because at that point, it was just kind of like, the fuck, like all the rich kids were kind of like, oh, fuck this kid. Like, I have like a nice car. Like, why is everyone talking about this kid who's doing a video in his mom's basement? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, there was a lot of that, but like, I didn't really care. I didn't really like feed into it. I was just kind of doing my thing. Cause I was like, I saw like the bigger picture. I was like, I want to fucking do shit like this. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny?
Did you know, like, did you know that you wanted to be like an entertainer, I guess? Or like, do you know where you were good at that, I guess?
I thought I would.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, I feel like I could do this. I didn't know, you know, where it was going, because when I started YouTube, it wasn't like a job. Mm-hmm. Like no one, like I imagine now in LA, there's tons of people walking around like,
yeah, it sucks.
And it's like,
it sucks, dude.
You can actually go to a bar and tell someone like, hey, what's up? I'm a vlogger. And it's like, not weird. Like if I said that here in New York, people would be like, what the fuck is that? Go get a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I didn't know what the fuck. I knew you can make money off of videos and like AdSense or whatever. And my dad was like, how many subscribers do you think you'd need before this is like a job? And I was like, oh, like 10,000, which is not true. Yeah. $10,000 will get you like $80 a month or some shit. But it, yeah, I don't know. I had no idea it was a job. I just knew that like I liked making these videos. It was cool. I had a job at the time also that I was doing. So I was kind of like, yeah, I'm still figuring out my life and I'm doing this on the side. And it's like a side hustle. And then over the years, as I was doing it, was when like the boom happened with like Vine and like, now it's like Instagram, you can make money off of shit. And it's like all these different things in the social media boom like kind of happened. And then, you know, I remember saying like YouTube is just a stepping stone. Like, I don't want to do this forever. But now it's like completely changed where it's kind of like, yeah, this is a legitimate job. Like a job is being carved out of this now.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like people do this for a living and who knows how long it could go on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'll do it for, you know, that much longer. Like, I think I won't be doing it in 5 years. Hopefully I'll be, you know, I'm...
What's the goal?
I'm right now, I'm, like, really excited. Like, I just wrote a pilot.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about that. So, like, best case scenario for me was just I could do the pilot and just, like, work on that. Because mm-hmm. I hate that I have to come up with new shit every week. You know what I mean? Like, drives me insane.
Yeah.
And like,
it's just stressful. It's like fucking.
Yeah, and it's also just, it's not going to be like the best I can do anymore. Mm-hmm. Because like, especially now, in the beginning, I could put out a legitimately good video. They suck now that I look back at it. But like at the time, I thought it was like, okay, this is legitimately like a good video, like whatever. Because I had the world at my disposal. But when you do it for so long, it's kind of like, okay, now you just have to find the comedy in certain things and write about that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do in a week. You know what I mean?
You could also like change your style or whatever. And you could like, I find people like, you know, I still feel like people are challenging like the YouTube medium, like, which is cool to see.
What do you mean?
Like just like people that are like setting their styles, like coming up with new formats or whatever, like a, you know, like a variation on what you do. That would keep it fresh for you.
Right. You know, it's for me, it's just kind of like
the story. The story to me was like a different style of video that you've ever done, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Right. I, you know what it is? It's like, it's hard because, you know what it is? I hate what I've become. No. Like I always said, like, I will never make content for anybody.
Yeah.
And like, I like this, so I'm putting it out. Like I said, I just told you, like, I've written videos, edited them, and I was like, this fucking sucks. I'm not putting it out. I don't give a fuck who's mad about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I don't think it's good, then I'm not fucking putting it out. Mm-hmm. But I know at this point, some of the videos I'm putting out are just kind of like, this could be better. Or if I just had more time, I could just, like, blah, blah, blah. And as far as, like, the story time video or just, like, videos about just random anything that isn't falling into a certain kind of category of things that I've been doing for the past year or whatever... It's tougher because, like I said, that's all I did for like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
There was no like commentary at all. It was always just like, take a thing and talk about it. And I generalized it too. So it's like, I covered so much shit that it was just like, at this point, I would just be repeating myself. And like, it's hard to, it would be like, you know.
No, it makes sense.
It's like, it's just harder in that way. But I mean, these are all fucking excuses at the end of the day, and I just have to like do a better job, which is what I'm gonna be fucking doing. But
I mean, it's also good to just like do like the pilot. I'm sure that's like an exciting thing.
Oh,
like,
fucking new through the roof. Like exactly. Because like with that, I feel like I've always felt like I can write really well and I would be good at writing dialogue for a show. And with this, it's kind of like, all right, you get to show people what you can actually do. Like, yeah. Yes, we see that you've done this,
yeah.
And you've been sustaining it for a good amount of time. And it's like, okay, how are you going to evolve now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've never collabed with anyone on my main channel, like ever. And I've always just kept it me and just kind of like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I just like kind of switch styles and then I, you know, run with something for a while and then kind of switch it again and run with that for a while. But now I'm just kind of like, all right, how do I take this at a different whatever? Like, and now I'm just like so set on like trying to make like a Netflix show so bad.
That's dope. That's
yeah, I'm just like, cool. I'm just
have
like,
you tried to do like traditional Hollywood shit? Have you like dipped your toes in that world like in the last?
I've
like whatever it may
so
be.
So I've done an audition. I went to an audition for something, and first of all, people at auditions are weird.
Yeah,
they're like. Not about conversation at all because at that like I don't know why but I don't know what it's like there. I imagine it's super weird because New York I feel like is very I grew up in Queens. It's the most diverse place in the world and it's very like, you know, it's just tough, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no one gives a shit about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like I have to get to work, I do not care.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like, but so these people are coming for this audition. And I'm just like sitting out in the hallway with them and I'm just kind of like, you know, making conversation or like whatever. Cause I just feel weird. Everyone's like silent and no one's like even,
oh, yeah.
They're just like, mm-hmm. And they're just like in their head, like doing whatever. I'm like, dude, guys, relax. Like it's supposed to be a funny role. Mm-hmm. Like chill out.
Yeah.
But it was for like this cameo role and I did it and I thought it was fine. Like whatever. But obviously I didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like a role for like a movie, but I have been asked
mm-hmm.
for to nice. Do like that
yeah.
for an audition for like a legit role in a movie. And I really thought about it, like, I don't know if I even want to do that right now. You know what I mean? It's a crazy life to live when you really think about it. Like people are like, yeah, I want to do it. But then you're kind of like, all right, but you know, you're away from everyone. You're living in a hotel for like 5 months
mm-hmm.
and then you got to shoot this movie. And you're working 12-hour days.
It's fucking hard. It's no joke.
Yeah. It's like, dude, people think it's like, you know, whatever. I used to work for a company, Elite Daily, where we'd be on set. Literally, I'd be there for like 13 hours mm-hmm. in a chair and just like, you know, just filming this fucking shit. It'd be crazy.
Wait, when did you work for them?
3 years ago or 2 years ago.
What
like
were
that.
You doing?
I was an editor and producer for them. I was doing... we kind of like built the video team there.
Hmm.
Me and this guy, Tyler Gildon. And yeah, that shit was awesome. That's where I learned how to edit and all this stuff. I sat next to this dude, Greg Parker, which I learned like everything about editing that I know, which I don't even use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like what I do doesn't require a lot of editing, yeah. But there are, you know, certain things that I learned from him that I can take with me, like, you know, in the future, like if I were to shoot, you know, a different style of video where, I mean, it's honestly going to come to the point where I'm kind of like, all right, fuck this schedule. Like, I'm only going to put out shit that's really good. I'm going to post whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point, then I can kind of use all the things that I've learned over the years about, you know, editing and producing and stuff and, you know, really make some cool shit. But that was really awesome. Dude, you know what was so funny too?
What?
So I forget this dude's name. I wish I knew his name because I don't care about, like, not saying people's names. Mm-hmm. But I flew to LA with this company because I was shooting this fucking video for them with like, it was like a green screen video, talking head style, like kind of like Geico or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And there was this Viner there. And I'm like, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. And he knew who I was. He's like, oh, hey, Joe, whatever. I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? So then he sits down in the chair. I'm like, yeah, you just sit right there. So he sits down in the chair. Now I sit in my chair and I got my fucking paper about to ask this dude questions, like whatever. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, you're asking the questions? I'm like, yeah. He's like, why? I was like, it's my fucking job. And he's like, why do you have a job? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, he was baffled by the fact that I had a job. Like, he was blown away. Dude, I was like, what goes on in this fucking city?
Well, no. I mean, if you're making like a deal, I mean, now I don't know how he how he had that mindset, seeing as you couldn't really make that much money on Vine, right? Like, it wasn't really a feasible career ever, I don't think.
No, I mean, I feel like for Vine, the big Viners, which he wasn't like a huge Viner who was making all his money. Like, they were making money. Like, I think back in the day, like Logan Paul, it came out that like Pepsi paid him like 40 G's for a Vine, which. Yeah. Jesus.
I don't know. I think it's like you now, especially with YouTube, and there's like tons of different ways of making money. It's like now it's a very like feasible career. Right. And I used to think this. When I first moved to LA, I got a job. I was a software engineer at this company, and we did apps for influencers.
Right.
And I knew everyone I was writing apps for. I was friends with them through like Vine and through whatever. And I would walk outside the office. To go, my boss and I would have like a weekly walk down the Santa Monica Promenade, the 3rd Street Promenade.
Yeah.
And people would come up to me and be like, oh my God, like I'm such a big fan. And my boss is like,
the fuck?
What the fuck? This is so weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know, I don't know what to say. And he's like, why do you work here? Like, why aren't you just doing this, focusing on this full time? And I was like, well, I need a visa. So that's why I'm working here, frankly.
But that's
what I, you know what I mean? I feel like I get the sentiment where it's like you have millions of people watching you.
At the time it wasn't like as crazy as it is now, but it was still like a good amount of people, but it was also just kind of like, I have a job and like I'm working and like kind of like what we do anyway. Like, why is this like, he was blown away.
That's so funny.
And he was a fucking douche the entire time. Job,
really?
Yeah. Like, he was real bro-y. He was just kind of be like, you know what I mean? Like, I just met you, dude. Like, and he's always just like, yeah, yo, you're a fucking bitch, man. And I'm like, dude, we're not on that level of friendship. Don't touch me. And I just have to kind of like be like, you know, whatever. Because I'm with like my boss and shit. I can't just be like, dude, you fucking touch me again, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, it was weird. I fucking hated LA when I went. Like, I've been there like 4 times. Well, I had to deal with a lot of people that were, you know, actors. Mm-hmm. They did a commercial in 1995. And they were in a Colgate commercial. They're an actor now. And they're just like... It was just ridiculous, man. I just met a lot of people there that were just kind of like shitty, and I was just like, ugh. But I do know some people from LA that are fucking awesome too. Mm-hmm. But
Can you say anything about the pilot or no? Is it under wraps?
It's kind of under wraps.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Have you written? Have you done screenplay stuff before?
At my old job, I've written shit all the time. Yeah. Where I just, you know, me and the dude Tyler, we would collaborate on all the scripts and like shoot these videos and like, you know, do whatever. So I've done it before, and I've kind of learned some things from him as far as that goes. But I've never like sat down and written a pilot before,
right,
or anything like that. But with this,
how long did it take you?
Forever. So I wrote 19 pages, and then
like right off the bat
I was just kind of like, I didn't know what I was doing. I just kind of hopped into it. I was like, fuck it, bah, bah, bah. I spent like 2 hours looking up like how to structure things and blah blah blah, and then right after that I just wrote 18 pages or 19 pages, whatever it was. And then I showed a bunch of people, and then I showed one of my buddies, this guy Greg, who is an author. He like wrote a book.
Okay.
I was gonna say written a book. Hello.
he writes the books.
I showed him. I was like, dude, I want you to be honest with me, like, whatever. And a lot of people were like, oh, dude, it's funny, whatever. He's like, yeah, dialogue's funny, but there's fucking, what the fuck is this?
It's like, this is hot garbage.
Yeah, basically. He was like, none of this makes sense. It's not linear, like, nothing. I was like, yeah. He gave me, like, 2 pages of notes. I was like, I agree with all this. Yeah. So I just threw it out. And it's, we kind of like started check. Over.
You're like, all right, well.
Yeah.
You're like, you're beginner's luck. It's a perfect script, right?
What?
You're right. He's like, no.
Boom! Sucks. Yeah, told you. Exactly. Gotcha. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But then we wrote 23 pages, and then we were like, ah, no. And then we threw that out, and now we just finished one.
Oh, did you write it with him?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Cool. Yeah.
So we wrote one version, and then we threw that one out, and then we started over again, and then the one we have now we're like really happy with, and we're going to start shopping it soon.
Is that the next step? You show it. You have an agent and shit, right? And okay.
I'm actually going in on Friday to have a meeting with my agent and a bunch of people over there, and just kind of being like, all right, what's the plan here? And like, you know, just kind of seeing what they think. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's legitimately, I think it's like good. Like, I do think it's like funny. I really do think that people, you know, with the right guidance and someone making sure it just makes sense structurally,
yeah,
that it will be good, because I feel like I could write dialogue really well. Like, that's how we kind of worked, me and the guy Greg. Like, he kind of structured, like, okay, what do we want to get out of this episode? Okay, does this story make sense? And I'm like, all right, and I just dive in and just write a bunch of fucking dialogue.
That's great.
And then he's like, all right, we can't say dick this many times, so we have to take some of this out.
It's like, this whole paragraph is just dick.
This is all about a cock, so we got to get rid of it.
Describing a dick.
But it works that way. Have you been on, like, auditions and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, all the time. How's that?
All the time. You're doing it now, like, actively.
Yeah.
So you want to do acting?
Yeah, I would like to do it. I like what I'm doing on the internet a lot more than that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more... Like, I fucking hate the feeling of my, you know, future, whatever, my goals being in the hands of someone else.
Yeah.
I hate that. No matter how fucking hard you work in acting, it could be impossible to succeed for whatever the fuck random reason.
Right.
You know, like, I've killed an audition and not got the role because the other person that they offered the role to looked way younger than me. And so I didn't get the role because of that, even though I fucking killed the audition.
Right.
Shit like that. Yeah. Right. So for me, it's something where it's like, I'm going to work hard at it and I'm going to do it. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. At least I'm working hard on this shit. And at least if I know if I'm putting in work.
And you're in control
on this shit. Yeah. That I'm going to get whatever I put in, mm-hmm. you know, but it's something I really enjoy, honestly. Like, I used to be scared shitless for auditioning. Like, the first time I went into an audition, it was for a horror movie and I had to die in the audition room. My very first audition.
So wait, was it like, because like the audition that I went on, there was just two people in a small ass room and a camera, and then I just went.
Yeah, exact same with this.
How many people were in the room?
One guy.
That's not bad.
And he was the writer, director, and he knew me. He's actually the one that brought me in. He liked my stuff online.
That would ruin it for me.
I didn't want to, like, because he liked my stuff and I knew I was going to go in there and just, like, absolutely disappoint him. And so I'm, like, so nervous. I'm, like, reading off the thing. I didn't memorize it. I'm shaking. He's like, I feel like you're in the script a little bit. Why don't we just try and get off the script? He's like, just say anything at this point. Like, just don't even say the shit that's on the script. Just act. And I had to, like, fall down and die. Like, I had to, like, basically I was, like, moving through, like, a dark hotel room and there's, like, possessed kids or whatever around me. And I had to, like, act like that, like, in this fluorescently lit tiny room with this guy.
I would do anything to see this tape.
It was so funny. And I bombed it.
Yeah.
And the guy calls my manager and he's like, yeah, like, you know, you didn't do too great, but, like, I'm going to call him back. I got a call back for this thing. He's like, just memorize it and, you know, come back and just relax a little bit. And so I did that. And I just, you know, it went a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I didn't end up getting it. I think they shelved the project or something. But, like,
I feel like it would be kind of weird if, like, this dude's like, oh, you know what, Cody, really funny guy, be great in a horror film. Like, what?
Why would you? Yeah, love your stuff, man. I would love to see you get killed by kids.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, what? What's going on here?
And so now I enjoy it. I still get nervous, but I know I go in there, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's just like, if I don't get it, I don't get it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't, whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's way less pressure. Like, with the actors on the hallway, they're kind of like, this is my life.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. And that's why I love having this other thing.
Right. It's a lot of pressure off your shoulders where you're kind of like, well, fuck it. I'll just go keep doing this shit.
Exactly. And I feel like with that attitude, that's what they always say in acting class and shit like that. It's just like, you know, drop your ego. Don't go in there and just fucking have fun.
Yeah.
That's the people that always get the roles, the people that don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because it's genuine, right? Like, that's how you get, like, the sincere, you know, reactions and delivery and all that shit. All
right.
So it's good. My first ever acting class, I had to, which I was also so nervous for.
I would be,
to get,
like,
in front of a class and do a scene.
Yeah.
I had to fake an orgasm.
That's amazing.
Because the teacher was like, saw that I was nervous. And so she was like, all right, well, we're just going to do the most extreme thing that you can do to, like, get you comfortable, I guess. And so just in front of, like, 20 people.
By yourself.
By myself. I had to do this. And after that, I was like, I don't give a fuck about anything anymore.
Does anyone laugh or, like...
I mean, it's like, you know, it's, for lack of a better term, it's like a safe space.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like one of those, it's like basically a glorified form of,
it's a group, like, therapy. Good job.
Honestly, it's a group therapy. Yeah. It's like at the end of the class, you have, like, a reflection period. It's like, I really like the way you did this and you were really vulnerable up there and all this shit. And honestly, I enjoy it. I fucking like that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like any guy, you bottle shit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're, like, in a place where it's like, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I'm a fragile person.
I'm sensitive, dog. Exactly. I'm gonna cry right now. What the fuck's up?
Exactly.
So it's all right.
I mean, yeah, that's tough. I mean, I feel like, you know, I mean, obviously that is uncomfortable to do, and like that is the way to go about it. Like, she's like, yeah, go up there and go fake jerk off for me.
Yeah.
Like, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, now it's like, yeah, when I ask you to act like a bird now, it's gonna be very easy. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
I always hear stories like that though. It's like, and then acting class, it's like you gotta fake an orgasm or like act like a fucking animal like the first second you're in there.
Yeah.
Just to kind of break all the tension.
That's what it is. It's just about drug. Because, you know, you go in there, you're nervous for one, but you also like don't want to be embarrassed.
Right. And I think that's like why people are nervous. Yeah. It's like you don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your pride and your ego or whatever. And so the first thing they do is just make you like have to release that and just basically, you know, you got to forget that you're like, you know, a proud dude.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. No, it's fun. But it's like, you know.
I actually saw Hollywood something that you kind of acted in. I don't know what it was called, but I just saw it the other day. Because, what the fuck was it? It was like some short. You were like driving a Range Rover or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a pilot for New Form.
Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah. No, it's fun. I don't know. Acting's fun. And I would love it. I would love for it to work out, but I'm just like not. It's just like, you know, and I feel like Hollywood in general, it's just like these meetings that you take where it's like nothing ever happens. It's just like meeting people and whatever. It's just the whole thing feels so like you're just waiting for something to happen. I hate that feeling. Whereas like, you know, you work hard on whatever it is, podcast, whatever, you know, you're working hard, you're working smart. It's like very like quantitative. You can see the quantitative growth. Like it's like you put in work, you see the results, right? Hollywood, it's like anything can happen at any fucking point.
It's like, you're the best actor in the world, but
it's like the industry just doesn't really want you.
We were
right
going
now
with the Spanish guy. Yeah. So
it's better hair.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like the Salt Bay guy. So it's hot right now.
Very hot right now.
Yeah.
That's why like I always kind of kept it like I've always wanted to be like, all right, I'm going to do this thing. If no one likes it, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not really going to whatever. Like, like you said before, like it's kind of like, you don't want it to be up to someone else. Like I want to be in charge of everything. I want to be the reason it either fails or is the reason why it's a success.
Yeah.
And you know, like you're saying, it's kind of like you're leaving it up to chance. And you're like, I could be the best at this, but it doesn't work out for this little reason. You're kind of,
I know.
Like,
and you might find that with the pilot stuff. I mean, hopefully everything.
No. Yeah. Obviously, I know. I hope everything I'm works expecting out. A letdown though. You know.
I mean, like, yeah, like I feel like you need to get let down for like a solid period, and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like when it rains, it pours, and I feel like that's especially true.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, you're gonna get like 9 no's, and then all of a sudden, everyone wants it at the exact same time, like that sort of shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I like doing it. It's, you know, writing it for me is very like therapeutic, and it's like very.
What's
it
your?
It just feels good to do it. It's like, oh, you just create, like you created this whole story, and it makes sense. There's characters that came out of nowhere, and you just like gave them life, and it's just like. It's weird. It's like you love it.
It's like the hardest thing, though.
Would it's very agree? It's very hard.
Like,
it's
actually putting words on paper and like,
yeah,
and making like, you know, more than just like a bleh. Like,
yeah,
it's hard enough starting with an empty page, I feel like, but putting words down and then changing them and like creating a cohesiveness at all.
There has to be.
It's just so fucking hard. It's
insane.
It has
to all make sense and like. You have to be aware of your surroundings and like the setting, like what's going on. Is the story moving forward or stop bringing it back? And there's just so many like rules, and it's like, and then after you get past that, where you kind of, you know, get the structure down and you're like, okay, this is how you do it. Then it just becomes fun because now you're just kind of like, all right, what would this person say right now? Like, this is the kind of person they are. We've built them this way.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So you know, how would they describe this dick?
Exactly. So it's fun in that way where you just get to, you know, just create that. And I do love working on something for an extended period of time just to show people like, this is something that's good that I worked on for so long.
Oh,
so, like,
totally.
Now you can see it. Like, it's not just, you know, a thing I worked on for fucking 3 or 4 days.
No, I totally, I'm with you on that. I say that all the time now about like that's why I like I've been working on music shit a lot. And it's just because it's just fun because it's like something you can work on for like months.
Yeah.
Instead of just 3-4 days. Like everything else we do is 3-4 days.
Dude,
idea, write it down, do it, done.
It's funny because with music, like I feel like there's nothing more satisfying than creating a song from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've done it before when I was younger, and, like, I've done it before just, like, fucking around, like, whatever. But just, like, making something from scratch, especially just, like, music, I don't know why, but it's, like, to me, that is, like, the most satisfying thing in the world. It's kind of like, there was nothing here, and then I just put, like, 90 things together, and it just makes sense, and it's good, and it works. And it's like, this is great. And it's kind of like what it is with the script, because it's kind of like, you know, you have to lay down a foundation, and then there, it just has to make sense. It's got to be linear, and, you know, these characters, blah, blah, blah. There's just so many things. And then once you just get it, and you're like, here it is, it's just like, oh, this is awesome. Thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why it's so hard for me, too, because I just finished that pilot as this fucking downhill spiral I went on.
Oh, yeah.
Happened. And I think that's because it's hard to go from something this satisfying to just rushing a video. I mean, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you are rushing it no matter what. If you have to put out a video every single week, to me, that is rushing.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just hard for me to be like, oh, but this is so good because I worked on it and now I got to do this.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, oh, like, you know, maybe my expectations were too high with the videos. And I was just kind of like, you know, those videos that I scrapped, I was just kind of like, oh, well, this sucked. And maybe it was good, but I don't know. You know, at this point, it's gone.
Like, this isn't a pilot. This sucks.
Yeah, exactly. More satisfying.
What, like, music? Do you play piano or what do you?
Yeah, I play piano. But like when I was younger, I was, like, into rap. Like, I wasn't a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would fuck around and, like, do that and, like, have GarageBand.
Oh,
and, like,
really? So you were, like, a Queens? Like,
yes. Dude, nice. Everyone from Queens at some point in their life
has rapped.
Has, like, wanted to be a rapper. Like, yeah, maybe I could.
I think everyone ever has wanted to be a rapper.
I think
at
so.
Some point.
At some point, you're just kind of like, 100%. Yo, maybe I could, whatever. But it became so serious for me at one point. Not the rapping, but more producing.
Mm-hmm.
That I actually took I went out. There was a school on Long Island that was like an hour away, and it was like an audio engineering school. And I went to the fuck is that called? Why is the word escaping me right now?
Lecture?
No, like a, what the fuck is that?
Class?
Oh God. Like, just to orientation.
Okay.
God,
damn it. Yeah.
And it's a tough one.
It's a toughie. Tough one, a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
I went to the orientation. I was like looking around. I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to live in the studio for, like, whatever. And then I just never went. But, like, I...
Just grinded in the stew. All day in the booth.
It was so much money.
Grind never stops.
Grind never stops. A lot of hashtags.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking hashtags. Yeah. But I like, you know, it was a lot of money. My parents were like, you're going to drive an hour every fucking day to, like... Or 2 hours, rather. It's like, yeah. But it didn't happen. But I really have an interest for it. And, yeah, I saw the video you made with Noel where you were, like, making a beat from scratch. I'm like, see?
Did you like that one?
Yeah, it was, like, good.
Oh, cool.
You know what
Thanks.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It was, yeah.
Fucking Audible, love that shit.
It's, dude, apparently they called my manager and were like, what the
good
fuck?
Good shit.
They were like, this is awesome. Like, you went.
Yeah. Went above and beyond for this shit. Yeah,
exactly. And the thing is, like, in the beginning when I'm saying what I'm supposed to be saying, it's all like, God, I don't really want to be doing this. But then I fucking make an entire song about it, and I'm like, that's the way I want to do ads. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to read your stupid copy. I want to, like, promote you in the way I want to promote you.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm so bad with, like, ads and shit. Like, whenever a company is like, I don't even care what the number is. I just have so much pride that they're like, yeah, we're going to put in the first half of the video. I'm like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will never do that. I'm sorry.
I know, I should probably do that too.
Ultimately you have the power, and it's like, it sucks saying no to money, but eventually they just cave.
Because
they're like, this dude's getting so many views, and like, if he's going to make this fucking song, like, now you could go to them, and if they're watching this, they're going to be pissed. But you could go to them and you could be like, I'm not putting in the first half of the video. Like, I made a song from nothing, like, worked my ass off for you, and like, people are going to be listening to it on SoundCloud for the rest of time. Like, dude, I'm putting it at the end. You know what I mean?
All right. Jeez, you should fucking do the.
I'm gonna be your manager.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm the worst.
He's not doing it. It's not going in the beginning. It's not happening.
Here's what's happening next. You're gonna fuck yourself, and then we're gonna do it at the end.
Yeah,
that's like what's
this.
Gonna happen.
I like this. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know. He's got temper. I don't know. He's my manager, so I don't know.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I'm the worst when it comes to meetings and shit like that, because like that's literally what it comes to all the time. Because like I'm literally just like, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm telling you that that's not gonna happen. Yeah. Like it's like sometimes my agent has to tell me like, yeah, let us be the bad guy. Like you don't have to like burn this bridge. Like we'll do it. And I was like, I don't we'll give a fuck.
Like I brought the kerosene. Let's fucking burn this shit.
Dude, back in the day, ground. I went to this production company. I went for a meeting with them, and they had Emmys on the table right in front of where I was sitting.
What?
I had already decided that I was not working with this company. Yeah. Because I was like, I know these aren't here on
that
a daily
is
basis.
So douchey.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And they're just like, yeah, we've worked with this guy, this guy, this guy. I was like, I do not care, dude. Yeah. And you know what's funny? Like, and my agent knows me so well because I'm such a problem in that sense that he always has to remind me, like, yeah, don't like, you know, say anything. But I worked with The Rock, and on his, he has a YouTube channel, and yeah, he had this series called Rock the Promo, and they wanted me to be the host for it. So I was, and the first day on set, one of the PAs was saying, like, yeah, your agent, like, we talked to him, you said you were cool, whatever. He's like, yeah, he just told us not to name drop. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he told us, like, don't name drop or, like, say people you've worked with before because that'll piss you off.
No way, really?
Yeah, I was like, kind of, but, like, yeah. The Rock is, I'll put it all aside for him, you know what I mean? But they were fucking awesome, too. Like, that was a really cool experience.
I always wonder, I'm like, why the fuck does The Rock, this is how much YouTube matters right now.
Yeah.
The Rock is the highest paid actor in Hollywood. And he's, like, why? Pouring money into a YouTube channel for whatever the fuck reason.
I think it's more for, like, relevancy. It can't be for money.
I don't think it's money. But that's what I mean. It's so important in terms of, like, relevancy.
Yeah,
and, like,
dude,
and, like, touching that audience that it's just – it's crazy to me.
Yeah, it's wild. It's completely
We should probably end pretty quick, but I want to talk about stand-up. Do you do stand-up? And you told me before that you've done a couple shows.
Well, I did two – so live podcasts is what I did at Caroline's in the City. And I didn't think anyone would go. And then we sold out two shows in the same night. And I was like, we did?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, because they told me, like, yeah, the thing holds, like, 300 seats. And I was like, can we, like, make it free? Yeah. Because I don't think we're going to get 500, you know, or 300 people, whatever the fuck it was. But it was a really cool experience. So I did kind of, like, a stand-up. Like, I would do, like, 10 minutes by myself at the beginning of the show. And I did two different ones because I knew that some people were going to go to both shows. And I was like, because it's a live podcast. So technically it's a different, it's not a stand-up show. So I was like, I need to write at least 20 minutes. So I did like two 10-minute sets at the top of every show. And it was fun. It was cool. Like I enjoyed doing it. It's just another one of those things where it's kind of like, this takes time to write.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at this point, you know, I know that my fucking agent or whatever wouldn't be like, yeah, go ahead and do 5 minutes and just like host a show or whatever. If I told him like I want to do that, he'd be like, sure. But it's like, that's just not what it is. Like people are going to buy tickets and it would suck for me to go up there for 5 minutes and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of like, you know, I want to take time to write something, but there was just so many things going on. Like the YouTube channel is every single week. So that takes up time.
Yeah.
And then the script was like a whole other thing. So I was kind of like, I just can't do it really. Like I want to be good at it. I don't want to just like step on anyone's toes and go to these legendary comedy clubs in New York and be like, yeah, I'm going to headline and I fucking suck, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally.
So I would like to do it. Do you do stand-up?
I used to. Like last year, near the end of the year, I was doing it. And then I just did a live podcast with Noelle downtown LA like a month ago, which was cool.
It was dope.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was cool. We did kind of the same thing where it was like, we can't just go up there and bullshit for an hour.
Yeah.
So we had like segments planned out and like even like down to the joke sometimes we'd have shit a little bit planned out. But and then, you know, in between we'd keep it pretty free flowing. But I was still nervous as fuck getting up there. And
yeah, I was fucking, dude, I got drunk as fuck beforehand and I'm sitting in the green room. I'm like, fuck, what did I do this for? I was like, fuck. So I just started drinking water like crazy. And then as soon as the first show ended, I was like, I got to pee so bad. Because I drank so much water. I was like, yo, I'm too drunk right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get up there and, like, be a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I was so nervous, dude. Yeah, I was nervous. But everyone seemed to fucking love it. I thought it was, like, terrible. Like, it was good, whatever, but I felt like I could have done so much more with that, and I didn't because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I could have wrote more. I could have, like, you know, been up there by myself and, like, really given them a show, but I didn't because I was like, oh, it's a live podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's also, like, that's the one thing that's just, like, all it requires is doing it fucking over and over again to get used to being in front of an audience.
Yeah. Which it doesn't really... It doesn't scare me. Like, I don't have stage fright. I don't feel like, oh my God, all these people are watching. I'm more just kind of like,
I want to make sure it's good, right?
Exactly. I'm not worried about people seeing me or like bombing even. I'm just kind of like, I just want to be happy with what I'm saying. Like, I want it to be good. I don't want to get up there and feel like I half-assed this. And now I'm standing on stage and I'm kind of like, here we go. This fucking sucks though. You know, I just did. That's like the worst fear.
Yeah.
That's why now I'm just kind of like, whatever, I'll just fucking do it eventually, but I'll take some time.
Word.
Like, actually write something, you know?
Yeah. Cool, man. Thanks for chatting.
It's been real.
That's fun. Thanks for letting me use your studio.
The internet's going to shit itself, by the way. Yeah. People have been asking for me and you to hang out.
There you go.
For so long.
There you go.
And that was it.
I wish we could do like a real video for my channel, but I didn't have any ideas. I just was, it's just like the perpetual fucking blank. Just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I got to do is pick out something to make fun of, and I just couldn't even. I was just like, I don't know.
Do you film your videos? Like, do you have a schedule that you post or no?
No, it's just whenever.
Oh, okay. Do you try
obviously
to keep
I try
it?
To do one per week.
Okay.
More if I can.
Really?
Yeah, but sometimes I'll go 2 weeks without posting because it's, you know, whatever.
Damn. Jealous.
It's cool, but it's also just like, it's so easy to just get in that, just be lazy.
Yeah.
You know, because
like, I was just terrified of like people being like if there wasn't the consistency, then they wouldn't know when it would be posted. Like now people know like, oh, Tuesday, like 9 p.m., boom, the video's there.
Yeah.
But now it's just kind of like, now everyone's kind of like, yeah, I don't know when the fuck, because I skipped so many weeks, so whatever, but that's dope.
Yeah.
Do you film like and edit the same day and put it out?
No, usually I'll film. I get like weird, I don't know if I'm just like getting older, but like my brain just doesn't work the same way as it used to. So like on days that I film, it like exhausts me. Like afterwards, after I'm done filming, I'm like, I'm not looking at this footage. Because I'm gonna go fucking brain dead if I look at the shit that I just filmed. I don't have like the mental cognition to like do that right now. So I'll wait till the next morning. I'll edit it, and I'll usually edit it for like 2-3 days, something like that.
Nice.
And then
because your videos are like legit. Like when you edit them, like you're the only person that I'm like subscribed to.
Oh, I was gonna ask you actually. Yeah, if you watch anyone on YouTube.
Yeah, you're the only person I'm subscribed to. I do.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I've watched like back in the day. I was.
Thank you.
I watched Jimmy Tatro is really funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He was the one guy that, like, before Vine and all the shit, I was just kind of like, this kid's actually funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was like, I fucking hate all these people and this stupid, like, everyone's just beautiful. Like, I hated that.
Yep.
And that's all it was.
That was YouTube forever. Which Dude. Is all you got to do, do is be attractive and sit in front of the camera and talk about it was, growing up. And that was enough.
It's like, school is tough.
Yeah.
Detention?
Yeah. Fucking 4 billion views.
Literally saw a video, had 1 million views, 25 things in my room. This is a remote for the air conditioner and the heater. This is an SD card. There's 1 million views. I was like, who is watching this? And is like, oh, what the hell? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my shit right
here. Hey, honey, he's got air conditioning in his room.
You ever see this guy's videos?
Yeah.
He's got tons of stuff in his room, dude.
He's got tons of shit in there.
It's
we
great.
Barely have anything in our room. We need more shit in our room.
Yeah, but...
All right, dude. Thanks for joining me. Go check out Joe Santagato.
Now it's getting Asian.
Santagato.
Yeah.
On YouTube. Check out his podcasts. You got The Basement Yard, one of them is called.
The Basement Yard is my personal podcast. Veterans Minimum is the sports one. And then the one we were talking about before is Other People's Lives. A lot of podcasts.
There you go. Anything else you want to plug?
No.
Good.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks for watching, everyone. Peace.